You're listening to a Countout Podcast. I don't know what order people are going to hear this. They're probably going to hear this speed round of the preview of King of Pro Wrestling before they hear the conversation we just had. But if not, they're going to know what we're talking about. But if they don't, then regardless, it is speed round. We're talking about
speed round.
Hang on, what's it?
Speed round.
So we're doing
Sunday.
I don't know if it's a Sunday.
But either way, it's at an inconvenient time because I'm going to be on a bullet train and not at Raigoku. But we are going to quickly break it on down, starting all the way at the top just to give everybody a little taste. Just a taste. IWGP World Heavyweight Championship. Tetsuya Naito versus Zack Sabre Jr. We seen a title change in this bitch, or what do you think?
Hell fuck yeah, we are, because the next week is Royal Quest 4, and I'll be there, and my wife will be there, and my friend Jamal from America will be there.
Yeah.
And we're going to see your IWGP Junior, IWGP World Heavyweight Champion, Zack Sabre Jr.
Bring her
home. That's right. It's coming home.
That's it. The red, white, and blue, like the fucking the Union Jack everywhere. It's going down. Absolutely.
That's right.
And I think it's going to be a banger, and I'm very sad I'm going to miss it, but I will try and watch it live in my hotel room once I arrive at my destination.
Does it just come on TV there, like even special events? Like
I mean, it might, but I wouldn't know how to do that. I'll still be logging into that piece of shit New Japan World app, so we'll see how it goes, but I will be I'll be banging it. Next up, Speed Round continues with
Speed Round.
We've got IWGP Global Heavyweight Championship, David Finlay versus Hirooki Goto. This is it. This is the best we're going to see for Goto. This is him taking down Finlay and becoming the new champion, as rightly so. I think he turned heads in the G1, deserved a huge pat on the back, and put him as number two champion if he can't be number one. Hell yeah.
You're planting your flag, huh?
I'm planting it. It's got to happen. Either that or the beginning of a story that culminates in Wrestle Kingdom. So obviously there's a little bit of something. I'm avenging my bud, Yoshihashi. Maybe Bullet Club pulls some shit. Fucking it breaks down and then it becomes more of a blood feud at Wrestle Kingdom. Either way, Goto's destined for that belt and I'm
Goto
about
Goto versus
it.
Yoshihashi at Wrestle Kingdom for the white belt.
What? No, I don't need Yoshihashi in the picture at all. I mean, he could be. I could see them doing
Goto
that.
And you, the Bishamon explodes.
Yeah. Well, maybe. Yeah. Well, if Goto doesn't win it from Finlay, then I would say Finlay and Goto rematch at Wrestle Kingdom. But if he does, I'd have no problem with Yoshihashi getting his fairy tale story, which who knew I would ever say that because I've always been a bit of a naysayer of him.
Yeah, but he's come a long way in the last 4 years.
Yeah, absolutely. And plus that little package they did for him at the last show was, like, very sweet. They're like, look at this dickhead fall over heaps of times. It helped motivate him to become a better dude.
Yeah, it's nice to see him achieve, man. It's like the little engine that could.
Yeah, exactly. We love it. Anyway,
Speed Round
continues.
Speed Round.
IWGP Junior Heavyweight Championship, Doki versus Sho. Do we care about this piece of shit or what?
I think it's going to be entertaining as fuck. I think Doki plays well into House of Torture bullshit.
Yep.
And I want to see Doki succeed. I want to see him do fucking awesome.
Absolutely.
And I think that Sho is going to be a great foil for a mega super popular babyface Doki.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it would be like pretty fun to see like interfaction warfare. You know, Sonata hits the ring because they're pulling some bullshit. It would be fun. I think so. Sixth match, Hiroshi Tanahashi's 25th.
So we have to say speed round.
Is the sixth match is Hiroshi Tanahashi's 25th anniversary. Hiroshi Tanahashi, Shota Umino, and ELP versus House of Torture, Evil, Yujiro Takahashi, and Yoshinobu Kanemaru. This will be fun. It'll be a bit of fun. I like that Tanahashi and ELP are friends. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Continue building towards the Tanahashi and Evil at Wrestle Kingdom.
Yeah.
I think ELP can get a little. Wait a minute. Do you think that this might be the time where they pull the trigger on that ELP story that they were building after the G1?
What, heel turn?
Yeah. Or Shooter heel turn, because everyone thought that it was going to be ELP turning, and maybe Shooter's like, nah, fuck it, and he joins the House.
He's like, I'm finally joining up with my boyfriend, Ren, and we're like... Got to be like Wonder Twins of sexy evil.
I love it.
I've got no problem.
Little Goblin Ren and little Goblin Shooter.
I absolutely love it.
Speed round.
Okay. It is World TV Championship 3-way. Jeff Cobb, Rem Narita, and Yoda Tsuji. Who are you predicting here?
Oh, man. It's going to be huge, Tsuji. It's got to be.
Huge.
I'm okay with all three. Mm-hmm. If they want to keep Jeff Cobb in this, if they want Yoda Tsuji to come out with it and carry that belt through to Wrestle Kingdom, or if they want Ren to like play spoiler for fucking everybody, I think that would all be good, because I'm gonna say, you know what, Ren,
you call Ren. I got no problem with it. I have no problem with either of these three holding it. But Ren would be a fun, unexpected upset, I reckon.
Yep. I think that's what we're going for.
It is Never Openweight Championship. Shingo Takagi versus Ryohei Oiwa. Now, when we did all our last episode, we were all about Hanare doing stuff. We didn't know that fucking Shingo was just going to come in and take the title, because we were like, Shingo's surely in the main event of Wrestle Kingdom. Apparently not happening, or maybe it is, but he's the fucking never champion now, so I don't even know if he's in the world title picture. Do you reckon Oiwa's coming in here to take a title straight away, or he's going to kind of go the way of all his other new boys where they kind of get a title match real early and it fall on their face a bit?
One of them is going to have to be the dude who, like, achieves right away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
Is he that? He's technically the last one.
Yeah, I there's nobody else out right now. Mm-hmm. So, well
Youngblood, of that kind of like, era is what I mean. You know,
yeah, Youngblood's out, but they're a tag team. So,
yeah.
I'm gonna say one of them has got to be the one who does the big shock win on his comeback, and a win over Shingo would be fucking huge.
Shingo's Teflon, Oiwa, and it frees him up as well. Like, so.
Yeah. Mm. But then what's the point of taking it off of Hanare?
Maybe to protect Hanare, and then you go, like, at Wrestle Kingdom, Hanare taking it back from Oiwa.
Maybe. Yeah. Man, maybe.
I mean, it's a long shot. I think probably Shingo is holding it, and they're going to keep it on him, but I guess we'll see.
Speed round.
It is IWGP Tag Team Championship, TFTK. That was the most ridiculous voice yet. Shane Hayes and Mikey Nichols versus the Bullet Club's Rogue Army. Bad luck, yeah. Fale and Caveman Ugg. Fuck, I didn't see that coming. All right. Sure.
I'd like to see Caveman Ugg more regularly.
Caveman Ugg deserves to be in New Japan. And if Fale was going to bring anybody, he's absolutely the right fucking guy to bring. I reckon he'll kill it in New Japan. So I'm very happy to see that happen for him.
It's better. Caveman. Oof.
They're not winning the title. They're not winning the title. Oh, but they love to give a title to Fale, don't they? They love it.
They do.
They love to. Just for a cup of coffee, just a little taste for Fale. Tonga coffee. He used to have a bar called that.
As much as I would love to see Caveman Ugg with a title, is how much I would hate to see Fale.
Yeah, but we're so close to Wrestle Kingdom. Are you going to have Team DK going as champions, or Fale and Ugg? Like, I feel like maybe Team DK retaining here.
Yeah, most likely, but yeah. I don't have to like it.
You're calling Fale and Ugg.
I'm cool with Ugg.
Okay. He wins it alone, basically.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, he wins it alone, and then he brings over somebody else.
Speed round.
Okay. IWGP Junior Heavyweight Tag Team Championships, Bullet Club War Dogs, Clark Connors and Driller Maloney versus the Intergalactic Jet Setters, Kevin Knight and Kushida. Now, do we see any storyline movement from the Jet Setters here whatsoever? Do we finally see Kushida pull the plug on his newness?
I think we finally see Kevin Knight embrace his inner war.
Oh, do you reckon this is finally Kevin Knight super frustrated with Kushida jumps to War Dogs? Because we've seen the interactions with him and Clark Connors before. They're kind of cool with each other.
Yeah, they're dojo boys. They like he's the last LA dojo boy who never became a War Dog.
War Dogs are so cool, and he's arguably the coolest person out of all of them. So like the swag would be
off the fucking charts.
Absolutely. And so if that happens, I don't think we'll see that ELP shooter kind of stuff. I think Tanahashi's team will just like win, or maybe House of Torture will win. Tanahashi loves to lay on his back, especially when it's something important. So House of Torture maybe win, and then maybe the big heel turn of the night is this.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would prefer, which would you prefer?
I would prefer Kevin to be freed up from this Jet Setters BS, and I'd love to see him in a hot faction. And they've got the opening now. You know what I mean? So they're looking for a new member, and he's the guy in my eyes.
Yes. Agreed. Kevin Knight, time to become a War Dog, buddy. Absolutely. Get yourself fitted for your dog collar.
Absolutely.
Speed round.
First match, Hiromu Takahashi versus Mystico. Do we care? I mean, it'll be good.
It's going to be – their first match was pretty good, the one in Arena Mexico a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
I think this will be Hiromu getting his win back, and it's going to be hella cool.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's going to be really fun. And it'll probably put Hiromu in a bit of a, like, I'm doing better, so he can be in a better spot come Wrestle Kingdom.
For the never open weight title.
Nah, free him up from the never bullshit. Against Naito, who's no longer the champion.
Okay, that too. Yeah, that'll work.
Yeah, that will absolutely work. Well, there you go. That, my friend, is what you call
speed round.
There you go.
Speed round. I think that'll first.
Speed round. That's the best one.
Speed round.
No, the best one's the Sunday one.
Sunday.
Speed round.
Sunday.
Speed round. That one. Sunday. Step right up. Sunday.
Spatula City.
That's probably so
unpleasant for everybody. The volume boost there. So sorry about that.
But there you go. That's what
so you keep doing.
I know. Fucking turn down your stereo. I'm not here to spoon feed you. That's what you call a speed round, my man. 30 minutes. Tell them where to find us.
Okay, you can find us on the various internets at Ichiban Suite. That's Instagram and Twitter. You can find Rafe on Instagram and Twitter at Faces. Oh, by the way, that's your good friend. I'm your good friend, Curtis Spears. That's your bad friend, Rafe Houston.
What up?
You can find Rafe on Instagram and Twitter at Faces Feels Cast. You can find me on Instagram and Threads at El Destructo 83. You can find the Countout Podcasting Network at patreon.com/countoutpod. You can find the Countout Podcasting Network also on YouTube. We encourage you to go there and kind of listen to these podcasts if you'd like. Sounds pretty cool. You can help a lot of cool podcasters do a lot of cool podcast things at Patreon. We would love that. You can listen to our secret show, the what's it called? Sweet Spot.
Patreon.
Next time. Mm-hmm. Patreon.
Absolutely. Do a thing. That's it.
And what are some of the other things that we do? Oh, yeah. Rafe does Faces and Feels Cast on the Patreon on Countout Podcasting Network. And I do Throw and Dice Pod, which is all about nerd shit. So if you like nerd shit, find that.
Absolutely. Check out all our links on all the places. Check out our commentary. Check out the things. Check out all the bits and pieces. But right now, I need to go. I've got to clean this house. Yeah. I got to pack.
We're going
to
check out the back of Rafe.
Go to Japan in like 2 days, and I still have so much actual real life work to do. So thank you, everybody, for listening. Hope you enjoyed the speed round concept. I reckon we should bring speed it back round, because that's what my schedule allows for. And I'll see y'all when I'm back from Japan, from Nihon. What do you think?
This was basically a G1 ring.
It basically was a G1 ring, and I fucking love it. That's where I shine. Absolutely. I've downed a glass of Pinot in 2 episodes. That's the kind of speed that I need to be recording on. Yeah.
Don't record on speed.
Oh, I mean, well, obviously. Anyway, Spirited Fight, Stylus Strong. Rate, subscribe, listen or die. Sweet cast, Ichiban. Let's do it. Peace.
But Ichiban.
My name is Jessica and I'm the host of Jumping Knee Pod, a modern day All Japan podcast. Join me and a guest each month as we cover all that went down in the ring, outside of the ring and everywhere else. Big title matches, tournaments, character arcs, storytelling, feuds and more. It's all covered on Jumping Knee Pod. Look out for a bonus episode every once in a while covering a variety of All Japan topics. So make sure you tune into Jumping Knee Pod. It's a new All Japan podcast for a new All Japan era.
This has been a Countout Podcast.